This article is entitled, A Ministry Sprung to Life, North Avenue Mission in Baltimore Centers on Community Visions. Cody Bodler wrote this. COVID-19 has meant many changes for many people. Online school, worship, families balancing work with childcare, and in too many instances, saying goodbye to loved ones. For one ELCA community in Baltimore, though, there has been a growth and hope during uncertain times. In early 2020, after being called by the Delaware, Maryland Synod to be a street minister in Baltimore's North Station neighborhood, Elazar Antikas Ksosh Zavaleta began spending time and engaging with people on and around North Avenue. That street ministry evolved into North Avenue Mission, or NAM, the only Synod-authorized worshiping community in the Delaware-Maryland Synod to launch during the pandemic. The NAM community gathers each work week at a lot, an outdoor event space for family life, and the farm-to-stoop free market, where anybody can stop by and pick up a hot meal, leave with clothes and groceries, and visit a mobile community health clinic. NAM has also launched Red Shed Village, an intentional community based on harm reduction that combats homelessness through a healing environment. Because NAM is composed mostly of currently and formerly unhoused people, people of color, and members of the LGBTQIA+ community, its ministries naturally center on the experiences and leadership of those who are marginalized. Zavaleta, now a pastor of NAM, credits the ministry's successes to those in the area who founded the ministry with them and to the support of the Synod and its congregations. Everything has sprung to life at North Avenue Mission is a vision of the early community, Zavaleta said. We are a mix of worshiping community, mutual aid, harm reduction, housing, leadership development, even advocacy. But family life is our center and our locus. It's what everything else that NAM is has grown out of. Kia McCray is a community coordinator with NAM, a job she started in mid-2021. McCray, who grew up a few blocks from where it gathers, said the ministry has changed the neighborhood and there's even less crime. You gotta see it to believe it, she said. The community is getting stronger with each other. McCray said NAM is also changing what church can look like in at least two significant ways. First, and perhaps most visibly, the worshiping community gathers outdoors each week. Second is that Zavaleta identifies as a non-binary Latine trans guy, making them the first known transgender non-binary man of color to be ordained in the ELCA. Zavaleta is Tejano and comes from a mixed race background that includes indigenous, Basque, Mexican, and Swiss ancestors. I came to the ELCA, he said, because grace was embodied for me and to me. I came to the ELCA because when people looked at me, they saw possibility and they saw potential and they put my love of God and my call in front of all of the other ways the world might have disqualified me. Zavaleta's ordination service was held in that lot space in October of 2021. He said the rite took place in the same place where we come together for worship each week. It's the same spot from which many candlelight vigils are held, where protests get kicked off. It's holy ground. The service also included other NAM leaders. The other important thing about it for me, said, is that the leaders of NAM were consecrated to their vocations as elders, guardians, deacons, evangelists, shepherds. William Goal, Jr., Bishop of the Delaware, Maryland Synod, says he sees signs of vitality in NAM, including adult baptisms, donations from other congregations, and worship attendance, both at weekly gatherings and in smaller groups. It's just been marvelous to watch. From NAM's beginning, when Zavaleta was walking the streets and listening to community concerns, they've strived to keep the focus on the people to which they minister. They've still had a copy of the old meeting agenda covered in notes that identifies the group's aspirations, providing community, These are all things that NAM does today. Looking ahead, Zavaleta hopes NAM will continue to follow the vision of those in the community it serves. He said the most important thing about NAM is that we center the leadership and visions of those who are most impacted by systemic oppression. I'm here as a gatherer and a nurturer, and to empower people and recognize their gifts, but not necessarily to determine the vision.